This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Tonight is Fourth Friday Gallery Walk in downtown Wilmington. In WHQR's MC Ernie Gallery, the exhibit Life Itself has its closing reception. The artists, Kristen Pors and Topher Alexander, use different media and approaches for their work, but somehow it fits together. Here's Kristen.
My approach, my process is it's been pretty steady throughout my art career because I'm naturally kind of a perfectionist. I'm very meticulous, and I think my art kind of shows that. I'm also very detail-oriented.
Kristen has recently started incorporating pressed botanicals into her work, but her mainstay media are pastels, ink, charcoal, and graphite. I asked her what she likes about these materials.
There's a lot of room for error because I like to really apply them heavily, and then I kind of like to take away and explore different layering and mark making. I like to make expressive lines in my work, so they're kind of forgiving in that way.
Looking at your work, it's abstract, but then I also start to see things in it. I feel and not quite name certain images. Very subtle. Is that just my mind? Is that just my mind trying to make it into something I can name?
I think you're right with subtlety. It goes back to like details. I kind of like the idea of things being subtle, leaving room for interpretation. The Figura series that I have out there, they all stem from figure drawing and life drawing classes. But I wanted to create a synthesis with the different forms. I didn't want anything to be too obvious right away. The harmony that those forms would naturally create on their own. Because I feel like with my work, I can kind of be very analytical and try to overconstruct things. For example, with heartstrings, like there were lots of figures that came out after that I didn't really intend to. So I kind of like that different things can pop out that I didn't intend from the beginning.
Topher Alexander has recently been focused on carving woodcuts and making prints, some very large. He also has pieces in dry point. All the pieces have something in common.
With your pieces, it'll be called something like Campus Walk or Happy Hour. And then you get close into it and you start to perceive it. And a lot of them are people who are disconnected. A lot of them have cell phones. I'm not sure if every single piece has a cell phone in it.
Almost all of them.
Tell me about that.
I think it's just, I lived abroad for many years. I lived in Vietnam between 2004 and 2009. And when I came back to the States, there was this whole culture of people on their phones that I had completely missed out. There was no subtle arc to it. I was just kind of thrown back into this culture that was completely foreign. I work at Yosaki at the sushi bar, and I'm always looking around at people dining and talking to each other. But more and more, I was noticing like nobody was actually interacting with each other. They were always constantly on their phones. It's been a good 5 or 6 years where I've explored that idea. It's become less of an observational thing now. And now that I have an iPhone, it's not really about making a statement. It's trying to understand how people are communicating differently. And I'm using an art form in woodcut that is ancient, really. So you're taking this ancient form of communication and trying to internalize what's happening with this modern form. It's just kind of an interesting juxtaposition to me.
The closing reception for the exhibit Life Itself by Topher Alexander and Kristen Pors is tonight in WHQR's MC Ernie Gallery. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.